While a number of Morris County Republicans were in Wildwood having fun with the president this week, crazy stuff was happening back home. The contest to pick a new freeholder is now down to five. Rob Catalanello of Madison is gone, but of more interest, some nasty literature has surfaced. It is the work of Bailey Brower Jr., a one-time elected official in Chatham Township, and his target is Tayfun Selin, one of the five running for freeholder, and a former Chatham Township mayor. Brower's missive says Selin is not only unqualified to be a county freeholder, he's not even qualified to be a Republican. Brower accuses Selin of, among other crimes, betraying the Republican Party and of having sold out to Democrats. For the record, Chatham Township is politically controlled by Democrats after years of being a Republican stronghold. And get this bit of foreign intrigue. Brower says that in an interview with a Turkish newspaper, Selin, who is of Turkish descent, made remarks demeaning President Trump. Some may recall that last year's acrimonious Morris freeholder primary campaign had a Wyoming connection. Now we're gone abroad. Selin's initial response was that the attack amounted to fake news. Then he added a more comprehensive statement reading in part, "You can do a simple Google check and see how many times Mr. Brower has done this in the past to his fellow Republicans whenever they disagree with him." Selin added that it's important for Republicans to show unity and to defeat the radical left agenda. Selin followed that up with a heavy list of endorsements, including State Senator Joseph Pennicchio, Assemblywoman Betyla DeCroce, County Sheriff James Gannon, Freeholder Stephen Shaw, former County Chair John Sett and Chatham Township Mayor Mike Kelly. Others in the race are Christian Barranco of Jefferson, Allison Deeb of Morristown, Melissa Florence Lynch of Pequannock and Bruce Maringolo of Long Hill. The contest is to replace former freeholder Heather Darling, who is now county surrogate. The convention of county committee members is set for Saturday in Randolph. Earlier in the week, Florence Lynch secured the endorsements of two freeholders herself, Doug Cabana and Kathy DeFilippo. And there was also the provocative contribution of Sam Morris, the GOP chair in Mine Hill. He is endorsing Florence Lynch and Maringolo. The problem is that only one seat is available. Morris admits his approach might seem odd, but his hope is that either Florence Lynch or Maringolo win the convention and that the losers support the winning candidate in the months ahead. As to which of the two Morris will actually vote for at the convention, his statement doesn't say.